This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We do want to pay respect to Mr. Ozzy Osbourne today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. Bo, you just watched that concert with Ozzy a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
I watched some of it. Yeah, I didn't get to watch all of it, but I watched some of it. It's amazing that 18 days ago, he was on stage.
Yeah.
And there was everybody was there. I mean, everybody was there as far as some of the legends of rock and heavy metal. It was, you know, I remember mentioning the fact that he was in a chair the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He's had Parkinson's for a while, but it was described as some days were really like the Parkinson's that he was having was some days were really bad, and then some days were, you know, seemingly normal for what he had become or what he was. But it's just weird that he's gone and we just saw him on stage, and I'm really glad that he got to reunite with Black Sabbath and do one final show.
Look, man, it's a terrible disease. I lost my father-in-law to Parkinson's almost a year ago, and it's just it's brutal. Yeah. To watch somebody go through that, and I'm glad that he got that moment 18 days ago, like you said. Because that's a disease that can leave you feeling in the last few months of things, just, you know, like you can't do anything. And for him to be able to go out and shine on stage one last moment, I mean, that's something that his family will be able to cherish forever, his fans. So yeah, it's tough. And I think you're right. We pay respects today. He lived an incredible life.
Yeah.
An incredibly, you know, privileged life in terms of things he was able to do and the places he was able to go and the people he was able to entertain. So it's tough, but it's like you celebrate, you know, what the good things were for Ozzy and not try to remember the fact that he was on stage just 18 days ago.
Yeah, so we're going to continue to play a lot of Black Sabbath today to pay respect to Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, what an absolute legend. Before we get to the ACC Big Ten, the Falcons are reporting to camp today. It's move-in day. What is on their minds right now? What are they packing up?
It just depends on what position you're talking about. like the different positions doing different things. You know, you got your DBs that are bringing their game and system. The wide receivers bringing their cards, their deck of cards. You got your quarterbacks are bringing their Keurig machines. The offensive linemen are bringing their box fans.
I knew it. I knew it. I did not want to step on you, but I knew you were going to say that.
It just depends on who you're talking about, man. They're all bringing different things. But there's certain guys that will bring – workout activities. Now, they do have different rules now, and Bo would have to help me out this. I think their rules right now are they are only allowed to be on schedule for 12 hours a day now, or maybe it's 10.
Yeah, it's something along those lines.
So they have a lot more time in their dorm rooms than we would have. Mm-hmm. Like, so when I'm going to do this probably in tomorrow's Mic'd Up, they put out Jim Harbaugh's training camp schedule. When I was there, it was like, dude, I'm going into treatment at like 6 a.m. And I'm probably not walking back across the practice fields to the dorms until 9:30, like p.m., like at night. It was a long day. And I'm talking about 3 or 4 weeks of doing this. It's a grind. You know, rookies get the worst schedule. If you're a rookie, you have the early workouts. You have the late, you know, treatment meetings and everything else like that. So they're stressed. They're stressed today. There's no doubt about that. And I think that they'll be able to, hopefully let that thing sink in and you know, get on the field tomorrow and kind of get rolling.
Yeah, it's definitely the first day of school vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked about it yesterday, you're excited to get – there's an excitement of newness, you know. But then again, it's kind of over. Like, you're reporting back and you're going to be stuck there for the next, what, seven months, hopefully longer for, you know, there'll be a few teams that get to go all the way to February at the facility. Just two. It has changed, though, so much in just a little bit of time I've covered it. I mean, the amount of physicality that they can have in these camps, you know, how many padded practices they have, all that stuff has just changed so much. The 2-a-days used to feel more like 2-a-days. I mean, I've talked to Arch, and he's like, they were like, the 2-a-days were just, they weren't. See, now that Allie, that, you know, and Mike can say that some of these 2-a-days is one's a walkthrough, essentially. One's a glorified walkthrough, mm-hmm. and the other, you kind of will, is more of what a regular practice will be. Back then, it was 2-a-days were padded practices, both of them, and you hit at both of them. I mean, it was like as physical as you can get, and we're talking the 80s, and it's changed a little bit, and you know, I think a lot of it has to do with what we've learned about health and safety.
Yeah, it's just necessary. I mean, it is. And so I'm glad to see that things have changed.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm excited. I have like butterflies in my stomach because we're going to be out there tomorrow broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. I cannot wait. I just want to get there for the first time and know where I'm going.
You won't have to look far. It's not inside. You'll find it.
Dress comfortably.
I got my athletic skort ready to go.
There you go. That's how you know it's a big day right there, the old skort.
Yes, exactly. Well, so last week we were at SEC Media Days. Now this week, ACC Media Days and Big Ten Media Days are going on right now. Big Ten is in Vegas. ACC is in Charlotte. Do you think anyone that's assigned to these and is covering in Charlotte is like, why am I not in Vegas right now? I could be in Vegas right now.
Yeah. I don't want Bo to come for me again about the fact that I missed last week. So I won't op-ed on that too much about where I'd rather be, because you know.
Where would you rather be for it, honestly?
Because 28-year-old me would rather be in Vegas. 38-year-old me would rather be in Charlotte, so I can just drive.
Yeah, that's
and be
true.
Home, you know what I mean? Like, it's go see my kids if I need to, that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, Vegas, you can't go wrong in Vegas.
I don't know. I haven't
actually.
You can
take that back.
I haven't been to an ACC Media Days in quite some time. I have been to a few though in my time, and when I went to the ones that I went to, they were awesome, because SEC Media Days, and Mike, I know I've given you a hard time. You didn't miss anything. They wouldn't let us in the radio row when we were supposed to be. We're supposed to be in at 5:30. They weren't letting us in like 5:50. You know, they wouldn't unlock the water until like 7:15. Abe would check every break. So, you know, it was a little bit of survival of the fittest at times.
Did you and Abe argue at Media Days?
No.
No, not one argument at Media
Days.
Did
we?
Good for you.
We had disagreements, but we didn't argue.
Especially about like the rules to games that I would throw at them. You know how that
Yeah. You know how Abe is. But
you are too. Let's be honest.
You know, at ACC Media Days, they used to roll out the red carpet. Like the opening day, you would have a dinner and a cocktail hour, and like they would put players and coaches at your table and be like, "All right, you're sitting with this person." And then they would bring, "Hey, we have Brent Key here. He's coming to you in 10 minutes." And they would just walk up, and it was just like everything was handed to you.
Yeah.
And the SEC, it's like Wall Street. You're like, hey, Atlanta, we gotta get coach, like, and then just walk by, and you're like, all right, we'll get him when he walks back by. Get him when he walks back by, and it's just like a madhouse. And the ACC is kind of like a country club-esque atmosphere. So I don't know whether it's like Big Ten in Vegas, but I would definitely take Charlotte right now, laid back, just roll in there, roll out.
I do like the driving aspect, but I do want to get to the Big Ten Media Days because we've got some headlines coming out of there. I want to hear from Tony Petitti about what he wants for the college football playoff format.
Like the revenue share parameters, the Big Ten and SEC's format control is set forth clearly in the agreement that all members signed. With respect to format, the Big Ten has been consistent in its strong preference for a playoff system that allocates spots based on conference standings and the results of play-in games. We want to better connect the regular season and the postseason. A critical goal of any postseason format, regardless of sport, is to keep as many teams alive as deep into the season as possible. We want more conference games to matter in November. Also, the playoff format should not function as a disincentive to schedule tough non-conference games. As we said throughout this process, we are open to considering any format ideas that come from our colleagues or the CFP staff. But to be clear, formats that increase the discretion and role of the CFP selection committee will have a difficult time gaining support from the Big Ten.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I don't know what the hell he just said. A bunch of, let me rephrase that. I don't believe anything he just said, and I don't think he believes it. If you want a system that helps with team scheduling out of conference tough games, and you would never go to a 4-4, 2-2, 6-1-3, whatever they want to do. I think the 5-11 is better fit for that. I don't care if you go to 9 games. I think the SEC is using the 9th game as a bargaining chip at this point to get the 5-11 because they think that any given year it'll allow them to have 6 teams in. But the Big Ten, who is more of a 4-team conference most of the time in the history, you know, I say in the history it's really been 2, and now and with a third here and there, but now you're looking at Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. They think those will be their top 4 most years. They want to guarantee that they get those because there's been years where they don't have more than 3 teams, 2 teams, and bigger. So they're trying to protect themselves. But there's no incentive for me as an SEC team to play 9 conference games and then go schedule Ohio State out of conference. There's just not.
Yeah, and look, I think that Big Ten people look at this and go, well, the SEC doesn't want to play an extra game. Hey, we don't want to incentivize, you know, playing non-conference strength to schedule this and the other. Like, it is what it is. And you look at the teams that, and we talk about rivalry games in the SEC, you know, SEC, ACC, Bamba's going to start at Florida State this year. They're going to play Wisconsin at home. I mean, these teams are playing big games. And so this 4-4-2-2-1 model versus the 5+, I'll be honest, Allie, I'm still trying to get over the fact that we're expanding the playoff.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous to me. Like, I don't need an expanded playoff, and they're just dangling this carrot to get more money and do different things. I don't need it. So I guess at some point I'm going to have to just get over it.
Well, and we're going to continue to have this conversation because there are a lot of headlines coming out of ACC Media Days, Big Ten Media Days. But coming up next, we had multiple NFL players call it a career yesterday. We'll get into that. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. I've got an update on a previous Mack drop subject. Remember that guy that let the snakes bite him?
Oh, yeah.
To come up with the anti-venom?
200 of them.
Oh, we've got enough data.
Oh, did he? Never mind.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.